The local economy is in shambles. What you can do to help, now and in the months ahead. I'm Tom Shine, and this is The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a Wichita activist who is using her art to help shape the future. But first, we continue our focus on what the coronavirus outbreak is doing to the Wichita economy. Many small businesses, especially bars and restaurants, are fighting to survive. One bright spot is a lot of people want to help with that fight. Many, though, aren't sure what to do. Renee Duxler is the executive director of the Douglas Design District, which covers roughly 500 businesses in the city's core. We asked her for some advice on how best to help local businesses.
I think the best thing that people can do is to just really be intentional about spending locally and trying to find a local provider. We also understand that not everybody is spending a lot right now, just in general,
correct,
because of loss of revenue and income that they're receiving. And so even just being vocal about the need to support local right now and who their favorite businesses are and where people can find it is what they're needing or what they're looking for.
Sometimes it's much easier, isn't it, just to click on something online and get it shipped from a big box store or a big company. Shopping intentionally takes a little more work, doesn't it?
It takes a little bit more work, but I think people sometimes forget that there's definitely the benefit of getting that, you know, personal service and that value. But, you know, we also know that every dollar spent locally, we get about 63 cents back, as opposed to spending it at a chain or a box store. It's like 43 cents back. So there's a lot of way that that money stays in the community and ends up benefiting the community.
One of the really difficult things about all of this is that no one really knows when it's going to end. That's really difficult. What will be the role then of the community in supporting local business once we start rolling again?
Businesses right now, especially those that have had to, you know, been forced to be closed right now, are taking on, you know, some more debt because of this. This isn't just, you know, 1 month of lost income for them, that this is going to take a while for everyone to kind of, you know, work ourselves out of this. And so if you're capable and able to continue to spend money at local small businesses, you know, that's how we're really going to be able to save our economy here in Wichita.
We're going to be in this for the long haul, aren't we?
Oh, it definitely. You know, I think that it's going to take a while even for people to feel comfortable coming back out again, even if we do, you know, get out from under a stay-at-home order. Businesses, for sure, are going to have to continue to rethink how they provide services and how they get services out there. And we just, you know, hope that the community continues to rally behind them. Small business here in Wichita accounts for a great deal of the economy and accounts for a great deal of the jobs creation. And so supporting small business also means supporting workers here who have been laid off or furloughed.
That was Douglas Design District Executive Director Renee Duxler. You can find more of our conversation at KMUW.org. The first Friday of the month has arrived, and so has another opportunity to talk about the arts. Bree Ladwig is an illustrator and activist. Her family has always been in the business of helping marginalized communities, and they often do so with art. KMUW's Torn Anderson spoke with Bree about how she brings that perspective to her work.
Ladwig's earliest memories are of drawing and painting in her father's studio as he illustrated children's books.
I remember just sitting on the floor of his studio and using his supplies, which now I know was a great, like, loving act by him, because that was his job and everything he had in that studio was pretty expensive and nice.
She took the skills she developed drawing at her father's feet and now uses them to express her own identity.
I'm a Black queer illustrator and activist. I feel like I'm building something completely new, just kind of using the tools he gave me. And I feel like I'm building an entirely new universe.
That universe is often about her family. Her piece, "May Our Ceilings Be Your Floor," is an ode to those who came before her.
It's an image of a tower of black femme bodies holding each other up. And I am at the top of the pyramid, and we're against a backdrop of sky and stars. My ancestors, specifically my mom and her mom, broke so many cycles of poverty and abuse to lift me up and make sure I didn't have to experience that.
Ladwig tells the story of her, her ancestors, and her chosen family. In her own words, she describes her circle as queer, tender, and a radically loving community.
The beauty of my chosen family and my community is that it is flex to fit, to kind of borrow a phrase from my friend. And it will travel anywhere because I carry that sense of home with me.
But while her current work references the past and the present, she's working on expanding her style to talk about the future.
Afrofuturism, for me, is the basic act of seeing Black people in the future.
The film Black Panther may be the most current and recognizable example of Afrofuturism.
Black Panther is utopian and takes a look at what Black culture could be if it had not been colonized, whereas Octavia Butler starts there with the colonization and gives us a guide on how to heal and be liberated.
Octavia Butler was the first science fiction writer to receive a MacArthur Fellowship. Like Ladwig, Butler created from her own perspective.
I've been reading a lot of Octavia Butler, a lot of Black science fiction, which is extremely apt right now. Octavia Butler predicted all of this. Octavia Butler basically gave us a guide for how to build radical community in times like these, in apocalypse.
Torn Anderson brings us stories about art and artists the first Friday of every month. You can see Bree Ladwig's work on our website, kmuw.org. And one last thing. I was planning to talk about the opening of the Wichita Windsurge baseball season, which was set to start Thursday. Our national pastime, though, is currently benched. But baseball is pretty resilient. It survived two world wars, player strikes, and numerous scandals. As James Earl Jones says in Field of Dreams, the one constant through all the years has been baseball. It will return. And when it does...
People will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Thanks for joining us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Natty Afoe, and Luann Stevens. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.